بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, dear visitors, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Every day, a many number of words escape our mouth. And we normally have no reason to say anything other than what is reality. So for example, if you want a medium double-double or a hot chocolate at Tim Hortons, when you go to the counter or you pull up to the drive-thru, that is what you will ask for. And if someone asks you, what are you drinking? Most chances are you'll have no reason to say anything other than the fact that you're drinking coffee or hot chocolate. Now, this is when there is nothing to gain or to lose. So if I'm in a situation where I don't feel like I have anything to gain, I don't have anything to lose, when I speak the truth, when I speak reality, then that's the course that I'll normally take. But the moment when there's a possibility that saying something contrary to what is fact will benefit you, right? Even in a small way, you will consider saying something that benefits you, but that may not be exactly how it really is, right? So when there's nothing really to lose and no benefit in not telling the truth, then, you know, that's the clearest option. But the moment when there is, you know, some opportunity to gain something or to protect ourselves from something by saying something that is not exactly true, that's when, you know, we need to be careful. So for example, if you're not supposed to have sugar because you have diabetes, and your spouse asks you and they see you with the cup, did you get sugar in that? And you did get sugar because you got tired of sweetener. And, you know, you want to say, you know, you want to tell them the truth, but at the same time, you know, they'll get upset because, you know, for brothers especially, she has told you many, many times, you have to be careful because the doctor has told you you have diabetes, you need to control your sugar, right? Then you might consider that, you know, it might give you the motive to fudge the truth a little bit. So this is just a small example. But every now and then, we come across a situation where not telling the truth is more advantageous to us, either because we stand to gain something from that. So for example, we will make someone happy, right, if we say something which is not totally true, or we might, you know, save some money, we might make some money, and so on and so forth. Or because we think that it might save us from some negative consequences. So it'll save us that if we don't tell things as exactly as they are, then perhaps it'll protect us, it'll save us from someone's anger or displeasure or our loss of wealth and so on. Now for someone without moral guidance, this may not seem like a big deal, right? So you have a mouth, you have the ability to formulate sounds which are interpreted or understood as words. So if these words, that these sounds that come out of a person's mouth, if they don't reflect reality, then what's the big deal? Especially if you're benefiting from that, right? So a person who lacks moral guidance may think that way and say, what's the big deal? You have sounds coming out, you make words. These words, you know, may not reflect what exactly the situation is. But, you know, if you have some benefit, then what's wrong with that? But as Muslims, we must know very clearly that this is not the case. That the words that we utter, the words that come out of our mouth, and not only words that come out of our mouth, but the actions, right, that we do, the gestures that we make, and so on, they all have a very intimate connection with reality. And if we break that connection, if we cut off that connection, we are looking, in fact, to break the boundaries of that we found ourselves in as true believers. So as believers, we have certain boundaries around us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us not to cross. And when we start thinking that, you know, we can break this connection between our actions, our words, and reality, we start moving towards breaking those boundaries that make us true believers. And where do we start heading? We start heading into the territory of the munafiqun, right? Of the people who are hypocrites. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained, right, three qualities of the munafiqun, right, of those who are hypocrites, those who claim to be believers, but in reality their hearts are hollow and belief is not really found inside their hearts. And the first of these qualities is إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. That when he speaks, he lies. The first sign of a munafiq, right? When he speaks, he lies. Or when she speaks, she lies. She does not tell the truth. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says, great scholar of hadith, says that this should be enough of a deterrent for a believer. This, just this fact, that this one quality of not speaking the truth when speaking, the fact that this is a quality of the munafiqun, of the hypocrites, of the people who claim to be believers but are really not, this fact in itself should be enough of a deterrent for a believer to stay away from this. He also says, the proofs from the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ are clear, and it is apparent that lying is one of the ugliest sins that a person can do. That lying is not a minor thing. It is one of the ugliest sins that a person can do. So if one speaks and he or she is thinking that you're going to lie, you should remember that this is a sign of hypocrisy in our faith. If when we speak, we consider fudging the truth, however you want to put it, we consider lying, we consider not telling things as they are, we are in fact growing hypocrisy in our faith, and this is a sign of that. Now the Prophet ﷺ has also told us about the opposite. Right? So that was about lying and not telling the truth. The Prophet ﷺ also told us about truth. And where does truth lead you? And if you are a person who tells the truth, which path are you on? You are on the highway to what? The Prophet ﷺ has told us about that too. And he says, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. The Prophet ﷺ said that truth leads to piety, leads to virtue, leads to righteousness. So if you want to put yourself on the road, on the path, on the highway to becoming pious, to becoming virtuous, to becoming a good Muslim, quite frankly, you've got to start by telling the truth. Whenever you open your mouth, make sure that you are speaking the truth, you're speaking reality. And once you start doing that, once you start being careful about that, what's going to happen? The Prophet ﷺ goes on in this hadith, and he says, وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And that virtue, this righteousness, this piety that comes from speaking the truth, it leads to Jannah. Where does it lead? It leads to Jannah. So this, you know, is the way. These are the entrance ramps. These are the doors that take you to the path that leads to Jannah. So by becoming truthful, you find yourself on this road to virtue and piety, which is the road that leads to Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on and he says, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَا يَصْدُقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. That a person, he keeps speaking the truth. He keeps trying to bring out the truth in all cases. He keeps working for the truth. Or she keeps working for the truth. He keeps standing up for the truth. Goes towards things that are truthful. Stays away from lies and deceit. Until this person is written with Allah as someone who is truthful. Is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah takes note of this. Allah registers that person under those in the list of those who are truthful. And this is indeed a great rank. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah considers you to be truthful, right, that is indeed a very high status. And of course, this is what we want. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we go to Him on the day of resurrection, that He calls us and He says, this person, such and such person, is a truth teller. This person is from the people of truth. Of course, from these people, one of the most renowned personalities that many of us have heard about, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the title of As-Siddiq. Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Why? Because he always told the truth again and again. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he was the truthful one, the one who accepts the truth, the one who always wants the truth, the one whose whole existence is surrounded around truth. And this is what we want to aim for. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after telling us about truth and how being truthful is the way to paradise, and how a person gets registered as a truthful person with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about those who are not truthful, the person who lies. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. Just like truth leads to virtue and piety and righteousness, he says, and verily lying, what does it do? It does the opposite. It takes a person to disobedience and transgression of Allah. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And this highway of lying, this highway of deceit, goes nowhere near Jannah. It goes in the opposite direction. It goes to the fire. And the Prophet ﷺ says the transgression and disobedience will lead a person to hellfire, and a person, now whether it's a man or a woman, will continue to try and lie, will continue to be involved in lying, will try to avoid situations by lying, will try to do different things, accomplish different goals through lying, until that person is written, is registered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar. Now imagine how unfortunate that situation is. That person, unfortunate, how unfortunate that situation would be when a person is to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal calls a person's name on the day of resurrection, and the person goes up, stands up and goes in front of Allah and finds out that he was registered as a liar. You go in with the wrong foot. You go in on a bad note. If Allah has already registered you as a liar, what can we expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Now unfortunately, lying is a big part of our culture nowadays. A study was conducted at the University of Virginia many years ago, or some years ago I should say, in 1996, by a psychologist, and actually a group of psychologists. And what they did was, they studied 147 people between the ages of 18 and 71, right, so all adults, starting at 18 till age 71, and asked them to keep a diary of all the falsehoods that they told over 1 week, just 1 week. Okay, they said, keep a diary, keep a record of all the lies, of all the falsehoods you speak within just this 1 week. And what did they find? Most people lie once or twice a day, almost as often as a snack from the refrigerator or brush their teeth. Okay, so that's how common it is. Both, some interesting statistics. Both men and women lie in approximately a fifth of their social exchanges, lasting 10 or more minutes. So whenever people have a conversation of 10 minutes or more, or any type of exchange, in a fifth of these exchanges, right, so 20% of these exchanges, people lie. Over the course of a week, they deceive about 30% of those with whom they interact one-on-one. So of all the people that a person interacts with over a week, approximately 30% of these interactions include deception or a lie, basically. And some of these relationships, or some types of relationships, are virtual magnets. That's the word they use, are virtual magnets for deception. Especially the relationship between parents and teens. The relationship between parents and teens, a virtual magnet for deception. And the study found that college, university students lie to their mothers in 1 out of 2 conversations. 50% of the conversations between a college, university student and their mothers, 50% of the conversation contains lies. So these were the statistics that were found. Very troubling statistics, I should add. Now, it's important to understand that lying doesn't just happen with words. But it doesn't have to be with the words you say with your mouth. But it can happen with an action, with a gesture. A person can write a letter pretending to be someone else. You know, on the computer, for example. Or, you know, chat as someone else. Or log into someone else's Facebook account. You know, accounts get hacked. People come and post something weird, right? And everyone says, hey, you got hacked. You know what I'm talking about? Things like that, right? That's all. Those are all examples of lies. A person may, of course, speak to others and lie. But even the, you know, seemingly benign, minor instances of lying, or that may be considered to be benign or small, are actually not minor. The Prophet ﷺ once saw a woman calling her son, telling him that she had something in her hand for him. You know, you want to call a child, say, come here, you know, I'll give you something, I have something here. So the Prophet ﷺ asked her, do you have something in your hand? Right? You're calling this child, saying that you're going to give this child something. Do you actually have something in your hand to give? Were you going to give him something? So she said that, yes, I was going to give him a date. So she had a date that she was going to give him. So the Prophet ﷺ said, if you were not going to give him anything, if you were just calling this child because you wanted this child to come, right, but you were not planning to give anything, it would have been written as a lie. Right? So something as small as calling a child and telling them, indicating to them, making them believe that you're going to give them something, when in fact you're not, even that would be written as a lie in our book of deeds. So even the smallest point, you know, to that smallest point when we interact with our children, even to pretend with them and to joke with them, if we are not telling the truth, if we are deceiving them, then that is also written as a lie. You know, many times we tell jokes, right? People like to tell jokes. You know, we have kids, teenagers, you know, people, men, women who are funny, who have a good sense of humor, who like to tell jokes. And you tell a joke, and you say, nah, I was just joking, I'm not lying. Or, you know, even if you make up something, you say, I wasn't really lying, I was just joking, right? The fact is that no, if you tell a joke, if you crack a joke, and that joke includes an element which is not true, then that in fact is lying as well. And nothing makes it permissible, right? So if you're going to lie when you're joking, joking is not a good enough excuse. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you on the day of judgment, okay, why did you lie in that joke? Right? You can't say, oh, Allah, I was just joking. No, it doesn't work that way, right? It's a lie. It's registered as a lie. And that doesn't make it permissible. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, he said, woe to him. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wailu lilladhi, right? Woe to him, the person that makes lies to make people laugh. Woe to the person who lies to make people laugh. So that's not to say that, you know, as Muslims you're supposed to be all boring and not joke around or anything like that. Okay, so you can have, you can crack jokes, you can have fun, you can have a sense of humor. Make sure that you're not lying during the course of that. Another thing that's very common is lying during business dealings. Right, so let's say you have something you want to sell. Okay, so you've got this cell phone lying around, or you know, you've got a car, or you've got something in your home. You're like, okay, I need to get rid of it. I need some cash, I need some space at home or in my garage. So you go and you post it on Kijiji or Craigslist, right? But there is something wrong with this item that you're planning to sell. So for example, your cell phone, I don't know, shuts off automatically. You need to charge it every 5 minutes. Your car has a problem, you know, that comes on and off, you know, those problems. You go to the mechanic, it's gone. You leave the mechanic, it comes back, those type of things. And you feel like, okay, if I write about this, right, in my ad, if I divulge this, then the value of my product's going to go down. You know, people may not be interested in buying it, so you decide not to mention it. Remember that the person who tells the truth in business dealings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them in their livelihood. And of course, this is the path to Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ said, the two parties of a transaction. So when you're making a business deal, when you're making a transaction, have the right to annul the contract, to break this deal, as long as they do not separate from each other. Right? So if you're making a transaction, you're in the process of making a deal, both parties have the right to break that transaction if they want to, before they separate. So the Prophet ﷺ says, if they were truthful to one another, and honest, and explaining the defects of an item, right? So if there's a problem with your product, if your laptop screen flickers, you know, from time to time, or the battery doesn't charge properly, if you're clear about these things, then the Prophet ﷺ says they will be blessed in their transaction. So this transaction you make, right, even though you think the value of your product will go down, the amount of money you get will be somewhat less, or the number of buyers that may come in to buy this product may be fewer if you make things clear. But the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that if you're honest in these things, then there will be blessing in your transaction. But, he says, if they lied and they hid the defects of an item. So if you said, well, you know what, I don't want to be clear about this, I'll just hide it, it's okay, it's not a big deal. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, the blessings of their transactions, are destroyed. Right? So the moment you try to hide a defect in a business dealing, or you try to hide things from a potential buyer, you are devoiding that transaction of all blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undoubtedly puts in our wealth. So don't think that you can hide defects and you can hide problems. Show that there's a problem in the product and you'll see that inshallah Allah will bless you in that sale. You know, we often will have the temptation to lie. Right? It will appear to be the easier path, the more beneficial path, because we want to do something. And we know that if we tell the truth, it's going to get us in trouble. Right? So if you tell your parents who you're actually texting on your cell phone, you're afraid that your dad's or your mom's not going to pay for your cell phone bill. Right? Or if your parents actually find out where you're going instead of when you tell them that you're going to the library to study, they may not let you go outside. Right? Or, you know, if your parents actually came onto Facebook and became your friend, they'll find out what you're actually doing, right? So you lie about these things. And you tell them that, no, I'm just going to study. Or no, I just need a cell phone for emergencies. Or I'm just doing this, I'm just doing that, I'm going to work on a project, right? So these temptations will be there because we know that if we make these things clear, we're going to get in trouble, the consequences will be negative. We will have to face things that we don't want. Or we will find ourselves in situations that we don't want to be in. But remember that one, lie makes it easier to lie over and over and over again. And also gets you into a lot of trouble as well. Right? Because to cover up for one lie, many times you have to make up another one. And then another one. And then another one. And what has the Prophet ﷺ told us about that? That the person, you know, who lies, and it becomes a habit of that person to lie and lie and lie and lie, that person gets branded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar and finds their place on the path to Jahannam. On the other hand, if you tell the truth, right, even if there are consequences to telling the truth, but you tell the truth and you suck it up, right, and whatever problems, whatever consequences come out of that, you know, you take it in stride, and you find yourselves on the path to truthfulness. And that is the path upon which if you stay, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will brand you as a person who is truthful. And this is the path that takes you to Jannah. And by lying, not only do you have the possibility of being branded as a liar by Allah, but this is also something that takes you into the door of nifaq, right, of hypocrisy, of hollow faith, of having a heart and you claim to have faith, but inside there's hollowness, which is totally against the qualities of the believers. And finally, as believers, not only is it important to stay away from lying, but also to stay away from the company of those who are accustomed to lying. Not only are you commanded to tell the truth, but you're also commanded to stay away from those who don't tell the truth, who have a habit of not telling the truth, and being in the company of those who do tell the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That all you who believe, right? We're all believers here, alhamdulillah. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing all the believers. Allah says, all you who believe, fear Allah. Right? Be conscious of Allah, first of all. Right, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching every single action of yours. Right? So you might think that you can get rid of the history files and the cookies, or you could delete the text messages, or you can do all those things. right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Right? And by the way, even if you delete a text message, right, it's still hosted on the servers, right? So when there's a criminal investigation, or, you know, if you're, God forbid, ever planning to commit a crime, please don't. But if you do, don't think that if you can delete the text messages, you'll be gone forever. They're not, okay? They can be retrieved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, fear Allah, right? So fear Allah, be conscious of the presence of Allah, and then وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, be in the company of the truthful. Right? Stay with those people who are truthful, because if you're surrounded by people who tell the truth and who hate lying, then you'll be pressured to tell the truth as well, and you won't fall for the temptations of lying. On the other hand, if you hang around those who are accustomed to lying, who are making up lies all the time, who are lying to their parents all the time, who are lying to their friends, their colleagues, their teachers, and their bosses all the time, you're also going to want to do exactly the same thing. So we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among those who are truthful, because verily, this truthfulness is from Allah, and all good is from Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this blessing of speaking the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this mercy of being among the truthful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from liars and deceivers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect their hearts and their minds and their bodies and their souls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.